Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, man, so much to talk about in the sports world. What a great Thanksgiving weekend of sports. It literally started on Monday and just kind of kept rolling through the whole week, man. I'm almost all kinds of sportsed out. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you?
I can hear you with the kind of being sportsed out a little bit, Jake. I'm good. I'm looking forward to some football today. College football did not disappoint over the weekend at all either, so we can get into all that and anything else you want to bum it in.
Man, oh man, I'll tell you, some great college football, right? ASU, U of A, pretty hopeful that ASU was going to be able to win that football game and then keep some dreams alive, right? But U of A had different
not
things on their mind. They came to Tempe and really took it to them, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. Five turnovers for the Sun Devils didn't help either.
No, I agree with you, man. It happens. Bad time to have a bad game, and one of the most important ones of the year, obviously, when it's that rivalry game, rivalry weekend. You want to get that one, but it slipped away, and so did the season, to be quite honest with you, man. Look, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get started, bro. No John Poulter today, so it's all me and you to just rock and roll with all kinds of college basketball, football, NBA basketball, NFL football, man. It's all here. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So just a quick take from you on the Maui Invitational, where we're keeping it Sun Devil here early, obviously, but we're going to shift gears relatively quick. But pretty impressive run at the Maui Invitational. And a lot of those tournaments were a lot of fun, man. I don't know if you watched much of that stuff, but I definitely got caught up in all the tournaments. And like I said, I mean, it started on Monday, man, and it just kind of kept rolling through the week. And then Maui Invitational, the ASU Sun Devils get to the final game and go down to USC 88-75. Pretty impressive run, though. I mean, I don't know a lot of these kids on the team. I mean, Bobby's done a pretty good job of bringing in a bunch of guys from the transfer portal. And looks to be working, and it looks like ASU might have a fun squad to watch this year.
In all honesty, he does have a fun squad to watch, and knowing kind of what Bobby has said so far this year in terms of this team, Andy, he's enjoying this squad that he has. They only returned one scholarship player from last year. Everybody else is new. Like, talk about wiping the slate clean in Tempe. I mean, that's basically what they have done. And, you know, look, Bobby's been around. This is his 11th season in Tempe. So it's his last year of his contract as well. So there, he has to make the tournament. He has to probably win a game to really help, you know, solidify a contract extension and that kind of thing. But with that, like you always say, with that being said, Bobby has made the comments out in the open to the press that, you know, this is a team he doesn't have to worry about when he takes guys out and their reaction. They're team first. He has said last year's team, he was constantly worried about reactions from taking guys out of games. And that some guys may sulk, they may get a little bitter, they get a little ticked off, that kind of thing. This team, he doesn't have to. And he has a point guard transfer, Mo, from Pepperdine. And that guy, I remember watching him at the WCC tournament last spring. And he was a herky-jerky kind of pass-first point guard that I liked. I liked what I saw. And then when I saw that he was coming to ASU, I'm like, well, you know what? That's probably a good fit for him and probably a good fit with ASU as well. So he balled out in Maui for sure. I mean, he made the All-Maui team, you know, tournament team. He has said in press conferences, he's like, hey, I do whatever it takes to win, and that includes off the court. I'm always trying to get the guys together, go out and have some lunch, have some dinner, just hang out, play video games. I guess there's quite a few guys on the team that like to play video games as well. So it's more of a team, like a team, like they're connected. And when you have that kind of connection and you're trying to build that chemistry and that connection, good things can come about. Now they're not without their faults. You know, look, you got a big guy in the middle, Masamba Diop, who hasn't played a lot of organized basketball, but he's 7'1". He gets up and down the court pretty well. He has a high ceiling in terms of his play. He has a lot to learn, but he's out there and he's making the effort. His name escapes me right now, but they also have a kid who is a NAIA All-American, and this kid attacks the rim. He plays downhill. He dives on the floor for loose balls. They have, and he's not the only guy that does that. There's a lot of unselfishness with this team, Andy, almost to a fault. But you like to see that kind of thing out of a team that's trying to figure out who they are. Now, when conference play starts next month in January, you know, there's going to be some games where they're going to be severe underdogs, you know, Kansas, the Houstons of the world, Texas Tech, BYU is really good as well. The Big 12, Andy, the Big 12 in terms of college basketball, it's a tough conference. Like there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talented teams. You know, they have the national runner-up in the Houston Cougars. So, you know, they're going to come back fully loaded and ready to make another run. So, but I will say this, if you can make it down, and this is not just you, Andy, I mean, this is anybody that's listening, if you can make it down to Tempe and watch this team play and watch the unselfishness and watch just how they kind of interact with each other on the court, it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and you look at the roster, to be honest with you, pretty young roster, actually. I got to tell you, I think that, you know, we talked about Bobby and the contract, and I think that this is obviously a huge year, whether he'll be back in Tempe or not. And it's amazing that the guy's been there for 11 years already, to be honest with you, bro. It's, like, crazy to me. It seems like time has absolutely flown. But ultimately, huge year for ASU. Seems like he's done some pretty good job of the transfer portal, getting guys in here to really make things interesting for ASU and for himself this year. So, you know what? Kudos to him and getting those guys to play a hell of a tournament in Maui. And you know what? USC looks to be really good. They've got a bunch of ballers, bro. They got a bunch of ballers. I'm impressed with college hoops so far. I don't know about you, but I've been watching the game, and it seems to me like you know, things are very trendy in sports. We know that. But it does seem like offense is taking over in every sport more so than ever before. You know, the defense in football gets tossed out the window because guys just keep risking it on fourth down. I'm noticing that the game in college is starting to look a lot more like the NBA game. Are you noticing the same thing? Okay.
Yeah, I've noticed that for a little while now, that it's kind of morphing into kind of what the NBA is, and that has pluses and minuses, just like anything else. Sure. But yeah, I've watched a lot of these early season tournaments that have been going on, and college basketball to me, Andy, is in a very good spot. They have a lot of guys and a lot of young guys, like freshmen, the freshman at Duke,
Boozer's
University
kid,
Arizona.
Yeah,
Boozer's kid. They got Koa Pete down there in Arizona. Arizona has a squad. I'm really interested to see how that squad with head coach Tommy Boyd is going to do this year. North Carolina has a couple of guys. They have a Caleb Wilson, who's a big finisher at the rim. Michigan State, that Cohen Carr, holy smokes, I'm sure you've seen him. That guy just jumps out of the gym and brings it home and finishes aggressively.
Yeah, look, man, college hoops, everything's in full throttle. You know what's crazy is that Purdue team is still number one in the country, and
you and I
got to see them up close and personal. Braden Smith and Lawyer Malloy, these kids, they're still around. It's insane. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. I don't know where you're, what you're looking at right now, Mike, but in Southern California right now, hanging out in Chula Vista. Got out here with the family for Thanksgiving. Good time. Nice. Really good time, actually. Beautiful weather. Got to the beach and all that good stuff, man. So can't complain. Life is pretty good. And definitely thankful for you, thankful for the radio show, thankful for Robert on the other side of the glass for obviously making everything possible for you and I, because we do this from different parts of the world a lot of times. So everybody does their part. Everybody does a great job, and we appreciate everybody. So I don't want that to go not heard, not seen, and not said, to be honest with you. So appreciate you very much, Robert, always getting us on and preparing us to do the best job we can. So appreciation is what it's all about, to be honest with you, especially on Thanksgiving weekend. But get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so speaking of real, bro, just a couple final thoughts for me on college hoops, and then I do want to switch gears with you and talk some college football, because it was pretty awesome. And then, obviously, we all know that Hour 2 is completely dedicated to the NFL. It could spill over into this hour. We'll see. But I do want to get some NBA in. I want to get some college football in. We're getting our college hoops in right now. And just what I want to say in my final thought is, it's amazing to me to still see Purdue on top. You know, Zach Edey is gone a couple of years now. Like, this is an impressive job from Matt Painter, bro. The guy just knows how to freaking coach. He is a tremendous freaking basketball coach. U of A, like, to your point, I think they are absolutely freaking awesome. I watched them beat UConn. I've watched them win every game, to be honest with you. They are absolutely as good as advertised, and maybe a little bit better. Houston, I like that makeup. I like Duke. I think that's a good squad. I also like that Gonzaga team, man. And you know, we talk about Gonzaga year in and year out. They're solid. BYU, I think they've got a chance, man. I think they're really good. That Alabama team just gets it up and down, man, like so up and down. Michigan is really good this year. Louisville can play. But, like, what I'm trying to say, St. John's can ball, dude. Yeah, dude, the Michigan State, absolutely. Tom Izzo, another guy that is just a tremendous coach and demands his players to go out there and give it everything they have. So I agree with what you said, and I think we're both in the same spot. College hoops is in a really, really good place right now, and it seems to me like the game itself has really, really changed over the last few years, where it was that slow bringing it up the court. You know, you'd have games in the 50s and 60s, and that was extremely normal. Now we're seeing games in the 70s and 80s, and maybe even into the 90s. So I just think that it's a much more exciting brand of basketball that we've been getting to see over the last couple of years. And that's not to knock college basketball in the past, man, because it had its purpose. But I think with time and just everything, with the way that technology works, you got to figure out ways to step up your game. And I do like what I'm seeing in college basketball.
Absolutely. And then, hey, you and I both forgot to mention, I'll mention it right now, the defending national champs are ranked 10th right now in the AP Top 25. So, you know, if you take a look at the top 10, Andy, you can make the argument that 7 out of those 10 teams are the Blue Bloods, are Blue Blood type schools, and that the talent is there. Illinois, let's not discount Illinois either, man. They got a squad down there. They have a lot of European players, and one thing we both know about European players, they're disciplined, they're fundamentally sound, they play the game at a high level. Illinois is chock full of them, and they're ranked 13th. There's North Carolina, then you got Tennessee, you got UCLA, IU, Indiana rounding out the top 25. Kentucky's in there. So college basketball is in a very good spot and very healthy in terms of, you know, who the top ranked teams are, the Blue Bloods showing that, you know, why we're Blue Bloods. So it's going to be a fun year, and I can't wait for tourney time, for the NCAA tournament. With the amount of talent that we're looking at in the top 25 in college basketball.
Yeah, I'm just going to finalize it by saying this. Stojakovic's kid, he plays at Illinois. Very similar game to his father, and just throws his body out there. Does need to work on his free throw shooting a little bit. But other than that, I was extremely impressed with Illinois when I watched him. And, yeah, we're in the same feeling here, man. I think college basketball is definitely in a good spot. Let's switch gears.
Just one more thing. Let's not forget this year, Andy, we have the women's Final Four here in Phoenix as well. So, you know, we had the men that you and I went to and saw. Now we got the women coming in March and, you know, or April. That should be fun as well.
Yeah, Rivalry Week was here as we're talking about it. College football, and some were better than others, right? You know, Indiana destroys Purdue. I mean, it's not even close. Texas beats Texas A&M. I think that's a huge shakeup. You got to talk to me a little bit about that. Georgia beats Georgia Tech. I don't think we're shocked about that after what we saw from Georgia Tech against Pitt the week before.
Right.
Georgia Tech just sort of, you know, what the bed themselves. Ole Miss and all the talk right now about Lane Kiffin. Is there any news on Lane Kiffin? I know that LSU has made him a huge offer, and he has been very, very shy about going back to Ole Miss and saying, "Hey, I'm with you. I don't want to go anywhere. And we've built something here." And that's to me like what is. It's Lane Kiffin, man. He's always looking for the next best thing. I'm sorry, but that's the truth about the guy. And, you know, why not stay at a place where you've created something and built something and you're in the opportunity for a national championship? And, you know, I just – to me, some things do make sense and some things don't make sense. And to me, Lane Kiffin is one of those guys. He loves the attention on him, and he loves people talking about where he might go. And if we remember a couple few years back, it wasn't all peaches and cream, and it wasn't goo goo gaga for this guy. There was a lot of negativity about him. And I got to tell you, with the kind of way that he's handling this situation, I think we're going to hear more negativity about Lane Kiffin and his commitment level to programs that he's at. What say you? But good win for Ole Miss, by the way.
Oh, yeah, great win for Ole Miss. There isn't anything official, but my feeling, he's going. Like, he's going to go to LSU. LSU can pay him about $12 million a year for about 7 years. The contract's right around $95 to $100 million. It includes bonuses. There's probably other things included in that. So he's going to be one of the highest paid coaches of all time. Certainly. Here's the thing that, you know, and you brought up that, you know, hey, look, a few years back, things weren't, you know, rainbows and unicorns. You know, for Lane Kiffin, he was fired on the tarmac at SC. So it was one of those things where, you know, people didn't look too highly on him. Here's here's the thing with Kiffin for me that I've been talking to some friends about, and they bring up, and I'm like, well, yeah, I would go. Who wouldn't turn down $100 million? I'm like, and I brought up your point specifically, Andy, in a much more kind of roundabout way. I just said, look, he's built something at Ole Miss. He has guys that want to come to Ole Miss to play football. And I can't remember the last time that the top flight football players are choosing on purpose to go to Ole Miss to play football. Why not be the big fish in a little pond, right? And yep. instead of going to LSU and taking the money and he's treated college football coaching like the players treat the transfer portal right now. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
To me, you know, and you know, what's the next, like you said, and this is a thought with me as well. What's the next best thing? Where can I go to increase my value in terms of a coach? And look, LSU is a great job in college football. They pay you huge amounts of money. They've won. They have a fan base that is just crazy. They have some of the best atmospheres up there in Baton Rouge in college football that you can ever experience. So, you know, I get that part of it, but why not sit there and be the king of the castle of Ole Miss instead of just being another one that's kind of coming through Baton Rouge, and who knows when you're going to leave again?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, man, at the end of the day, life is always about advancing and getting better. But when you build something like this, it's like, how can it get much better? We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, Which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Hey everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, it's time. We got to shift gears. Let's talk a little NBA hoops, man. All right, so I'm looking at the standings. I'm looking at the standings, right? And in the Eastern Conference, you know, it's really not the usual suspects, you know, like the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers, even the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, they're in the top
Milwaukee Bucks, but barely.
The Milwaukee Bucks, the Indiana Pacers of last year, right? They were in the finals. I mean, you know, you look at the Eastern Conference standings and you see D-Town, the Detroit Pistons, on top, and then you see Toronto in second, and then you get the Knicks. Then you get the Miami Heat. Then you get the Atlanta Hawks, who have been playing without Trae Young for like a month. Then there's Cleveland, another team that people were pretty high on this season, but they've had their fair share of injuries or guys out, whatever it is. Orlando Magic are in seventh. Philly's in eighth. Boston is hanging on right now in the play-in at 9, and Chicago at 10. And then you got the Bucks on the outside looking in, Charlotte, Indiana, Brooklyn, and then the Wizards. I'm just really impressed with D-Town, bro. I personally think Detroit might have the ability to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, by the way, they've lost one game this year, and the game that they lost, they had a 22-point lead in. So they are human. Yeah, and it was to Portland. They are human, but it's like not most nights. They're not human. They're pretty much just unstoppable and unbeatable. But to me, Detroit, the way that Detroit is built, I think they could give OKC a really good run for their money. So right now, I wouldn't mind seeing Detroit, Oklahoma City in the finals, because I think personally that is the best matchup that we could possibly have. Where are you?
I'm right there with you with a matchup with Detroit and OKC. Look, OKC could break Golden State's 73-9 record.
They absolutely should.
Right.
Go ahead.
So I'm just impressed with them and just how they've come out. They've avoided the injury bug. Besides J-Dub, you know, he's been out, but he's coming back, I believe, either tonight or whenever their next game is. He should be back on the floor. But Detroit, you know, you bring up Detroit, that they could give OKC a run. Yeah, Detroit plays a physical kind. It's not old school bad boys, you know, Rick Mahorn, Bill Laimbeer, that kind of Detroit basketball, but it is a physical brand of basketball for this era that we're in. And they have bigs, they have size, they are tough. They play They play defense just like OKC does. So, yeah, I mean, if we could get that kind of matchup in the finals, I think every basketball fan would tune in for that. And that's what, you know, ESPN and the NBA would want in terms of ratings. You could really sell that kind of that finals to a lot of people. You know, you take a look at the rest of the West. You got the Lakers in second, Houston in third, Denver's in fourth, San Antonio, Minnesota round out the top six. You know, I think this could be interesting with the Lakers. Granted, you know, everything is predicated on injuries and health and that kind of thing, but the Lakers right now and Luka's just playing ridiculous. I mean, what he does on a nightly basis on the basketball court is just gross. I mean, between him and Jokic, I'm not sure who you would exactly want to start your franchise, but you couldn't go wrong with either one. I mean, those two are just on a tear in the NBA. And then there's Houston. Look at Houston and the way Houston plays. It's almost like Detroit light. Like they're physical. They play defense. They can lock you down, but they can also score. Like they Houston can put up points. So you know, I like watching Houston. Ime Udoka, we all know he can coach, and there's a certain way he coaches. And then when you add Kevin Durant to the mix, come on, Houston's going to be a dangerous team if they are healthy down the stretch and going into the playoffs.
No, I definitely agree. And I think that, you know, it'll be interesting, like, who has the path of least resistance? You know what I mean?
Right.
The Lakers are really impressive. Like, come on, man. They pretty much have done it without LeBron. Now LeBron is back. And, you know, I actually really like the Lakers makeup. You know, DeAndre Ayton, say what you want about him, but he's a nice piece to that puzzle that they already have. You know, and you've got Rui, you've got Austin Reeves, who is in the top 10 in scoring in this league, and him and Luka together, like, that is a double dual threat that is, it's really hard to stop that. They're both creators. Man, they can create for themselves and everybody else, and same with LeBron. So they've got multiple guys that can do stuff with the ball in their hands, and I think that's what Houston has, that's what Denver has, that's what San Antonio has. I don't know if Minnesota has it as much. I think they've got one guy, obviously Ant-Man, but I don't know about the other guys. I think Minnesota's good. I don't think they're great. I think Denver. Potentially, man. Okay, it's one of four teams, in my humble opinion, in the Western Conference. It's Oklahoma City, number one, and then I don't know in any order which way this goes, but L.A., Houston, and Denver all seem like they can absolutely give it a good go. I suppose in my head, I probably like Denver the most out of all these teams because of Jokic and Murray, and, you know, they've got Gordon. They've got a lot of guys, man. They got some ballers, bro. The West is always, you know, a little bit more competitive, a little bit more interesting. What do you think about this Phoenix Suns team that's gotten out of the gates probably a lot better than most people think? They're in the seventh spot right now. They have been in the top six, but now they're starting to come down to earth a little bit more, if you ask me. And I think that, you know, what they've done to start the season is great, but to be able to maintain it, I think is going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you that it's going to be extremely difficult to maintain. But here's one thing that I'll say about the Suns. You know, the last year, maybe the last couple years, their defensive effort was fairly minimal. Like they didn't play good defense. They're playing better defense this year, and I think that's kind of a byproduct of their record. But like you said, they're starting to come back to the pack a little bit and everything. So I think in the end, Phoenix is going to be in the play. I think they can make the play-in, but from there, I don't know how far they can really get because the West is just, I mean, the West is just loaded. Let's be honest. Compare it to the East. So it's going to be hard to kind of crack that top six, but I do have a question for you. What were you going to say, buddy?
I was just going to say, take a look at where the Clippers are right now. Like, that to me is mind-boggling where the Clippers are. They're basically the worst team in the West. You know, they've done a lot of getting rid of guys on that roster and everything, but ultimately the Clippers being one of the worst teams in the league, it's kind of like back in the old days. The Clippers are the Clippers, man.
Yeah, the Clips are the Clips. And, you know, they have James Harden, they got Kawhi Leonard. Like, you wouldn't expect a team with those kind of with that kind of talent to be 5-15.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Already 14 games behind the leader in OKC. You know, OKC's going to lap them if they haven't already, right? Let me ask you about this part of it. And I can't remember if we talked about this in previous shows in the last couple of weeks. Ja Morant, where you, like, this guy, I don't think that this guy truly gets just how precarious his career may be in. You know, all the stuff with Klay Thompson the other night, he's sitting there and he's in street clothes and he's kind of poking him, and Klay swats his hand away. And then Klay, to Klay's credit, he kind of put Ja in his place in probably the most polite way possible, without just lambasting him and just swearing and stuff. He just kind of said, hey, look, you're in street clothes on the bench. What are you doing? But, you know, and he said some other things in terms of that. But in terms of Ja Morant, just what do you think about that, this character?
I think he's a kid. And he's acting like a kid. So we all know the potential of what he can do when he's on the floor and how dynamic of a player he can be. The problem is the maturity level just isn't there. He doesn't understand his responsibilities. It's clear. And I don't know. I thought Memphis was going to maybe try to move him in the off season. I don't know if there's any takers. I really don't know if there's any takers right now, to be honest with you, Mike. And I think a lot of it has to do with his maturity level. You know, we've seen the stuff with him off the court with the guns and this and that and the other. And you just got to be smarter than that. You know, you're a guy that's making millions and millions of dollars. And as we've seen, if you're not careful, everything can be taken away from you in a heartbeat. So I think he's got a lot of growing up to do, and I don't know if he's going to do it. I'll be honest with you. It's sad. More to me, it's more sad than anything when you have the kind of potential that this kid has, and you're basically letting it slip away because of your own personal issues. I don't know. If I'm part of their organization, I'm thinking about trying to help him and figure out ways that you can make this guy's mental health better. Because to me, I would think it's some sort of a mental health deal that he's dealing with. I hear that music. Means we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. As we know, hour two on the horizon, all about the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Anything you need to get off your chest before this hour, man? Because you know hour two is all about the NFL, bro.
You know what? I really don't have anything to get off my chest other than my Oregon State Beavers hire a new football coach. Like, that's a shock. Like, we needed a new one. But we took one of the offensive coordinators from Alabama. So, okay.
Wow.
Let's see what we get with that. So we'll be okay. But he has Pacific Northwest roots as well. So that probably played a part with that too.
Yeah, very well could have. Look, man, anytime you get a new coach in, you got to hope that things will work out to the best. And I don't know, Oregon State has definitely faltered over the past few years with their sports. The only thing hanging in there probably is the baseball team, right?
Yeah, the only thing hanging in ever up in Corvallis right now is the baseball team. We sit around and wait for baseball is what we do. But you know what? Hope springs eternal. We'll see the new Pac-12, new era, new branding, the whole thing next year. So let's get this going and see if we can kind of turn this program around and get it to a respectable level again.
Yeah, and we didn't mention anything about the NHL today just because we didn't have our professor of sports, John Poulter, but things are pretty much the same as they were a week ago, my friend, where Tampa Bay is on top. The Bruins are looking to see if they can have an answer. The Devils and the Hurricanes are battling it out right now. And in the Western Conference, it's the Colorado Avalanche, man. They're taking things by storm. My Knights, they're falling a little bit in the Pacific. So we got to take a break, man. Hour one's in the books. That means hour two on the horizon, all about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Mike Sempervivi for the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. 2-minute warning. Time for some armchair Friday morning quarterbacking after the NFL slate of Thanksgiving Day games. And I admit it's a view from the cloudy side of things, but the biggest story to me has to be all three losing teams now being at the precipice of disaster in their quest to make the playoffs. In the case of the Detroit Lions, it's somewhat crazy that a 7-5 NFC team can be in peril while there's 3-8 AFC teams still considered in the hunt. But that's the NFL world we live in. 2 seasons ago, Detroit's defense was vaunted, but injuries and inconsistent play have caused them big problems that they need to get fixed quickly, as the Lions have 5 tough games remaining. Detroit's next chance to get it right won't be easy as they welcome the streaking Dallas Cowboys to Ford Field, a Cowboys team which is sitting right behind them in the NFC standings. Yesterday, Dallas added another dent to the Chiefs' playoff hopes, and ended Kansas City's 9-year run of AFC West titles. Losing close games, losing on the road, penalties, injuries, and just flat not finding ways to win. All things that the Chiefs have been able to avoid for a decade are now tripping them up. Bottom line is they need to win 5 in a row, including home games with the Texans, Chargers, and Broncos. Finally, the Baltimore Ravens. Much like Detroit, the Ravens have an unenviable schedule over the next 5 weeks. And Baltimore needs Lamar Jackson to carry them, which he was unable to do on Thursday night. Jackson continues to deny any effects from lingering injuries, but 3 costly turnovers last night and 3 straight games without a touchdown pass has Charm City nervous, as well as head coach John Harbaugh, who is also sitting on a precipice of his own disaster, which may be losing his job at the end of the year. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Week 13 of the NFL season is upon us. It all got started on Thursday morning, but into the night, obviously starting out with the Green Bay Packers going to D-Town, getting it done 31-24 as they win that game in Detroit, making it interesting for the Detroit Lions moving forward, to be honest with you. Chiefs go down to the boys in Big D. The Bengals get it done against the Ravens 32-14. And then the Bears getting it done on Friday against the Eagles 24-15, man. And I don't know about you, but what the hell was Nick Sirianni thinking going for two? I don't get it. Nothing ever is going to make sense to me about that. Nothing makes sense to me a lot about what's going on in the NFL in general, Mike, but holy hell, man. Some amazing games with crazy outcomes that we were definitely not expecting.
Yeah, once again, people chasing points. It's just mind-boggling to me the amount of times that people just don't take the points. Take the field goal. Go make a stop on defense. You know, stuff that you and I complain about all the freaking time.
with college football, with professional football. But you know what? You got to give it up to those Cincinnati Bengals, man. I mean, that was impressive what they did going into Baltimore and coming out with a victory.
Joey, big game, man. Got it done. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL, man. Week 13 is upon us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. So, just out of curiosity, from the games that we've already seen, the Packers and Lions, the Chiefs and the Cowboys, the Bengals and the Ravens, and then the Bears and the Eagles. Who was the most impressive team? Who was the least impressive team, in your opinion?
That, my man, is a very good question. You know what? The Bears, probably the most impressive going into Philly. On the road, you know, young team trying to figure out how to win, new coach, new system, the whole thing. That was impressive that they went in there. Least impressive, you know what? I know people are high on, have been high on the Lions for a while. You let a division foe come into your house and punk you. You had all the motivation to really kind of set the pack back a little bit, and no. Jordan Love and company go in there and they get the W on the road, so that was impressive as well. But the Lions, I was not very impressed with them. I thought that would be a close game, and it was a close game. It was a one-score game, but I thought the Lions would find a way to win that game at home in front of their fans, and they didn't. And once again, it's a division game. It's kind of like rivalry week in college football. You just never know what's going to happen with a division game, and the Lions kind of stunk the joint up a little bit, in my opinion.
Look, the Packers definitely took it to them. I've heard a lot of Detroit Lion fans complaining about calls and this and that and the other, and you know, to a certain point you may have a gripe, but to another point, look, man, Danny Dimes goes for it on fourth down way too often. Goes back to our common theme that we have: take points when you can get them. He never does. It costs his team over and over and over. I don't give a rat's, you know what anybody wants to say. People from Detroit, they love it until they don't love it anymore. Look, the bottom line is this: you play a stupid brand of football, it comes back to haunt you at the end of the day, man. I'm sorry, but that's just the freaking truth. And right now, to your point about the division, who's the best team in the division right now in the NFC North? It's the Green Bay Packers. They've yet to lose a game in the division. They've won two against Detroit now. They won at home and on the road, and then they also beat Minnesota. So down the stretch, you're going to play the Bears twice. I think those games all of a sudden become enormous. And quite frankly, man, I'm right there with you about the Bears. What an impressive win. What a showcase for them to go into Philadelphia, where absolutely nobody was expecting them to win that game. And they come out and they're aggressive. They're running the ball right down Philadelphia's throat. They can't stop them on offense. And then Sirianni does what everybody else does: chases points. And I honestly, man, can you explain why in the hell a guy would go for two when you're down 9 points? I don't get it. You have to score another touchdown anyway, and then obviously you put the pressure on yourself to do it that time. But ultimately, if you don't get it there, you basically take yourself out of winning the game, and that's exactly what happened. So, yes, I'm kind of with you with the Bears, but I'd almost give the Cowboys and the Packers the same kind of praise, man. I mean, the Cowboys winning two games in a row where they've had to come back from behind. And don't get me wrong, like, this week wasn't as bad as it was against Philadelphia, but you still had to come back against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and they did that. Dak has looked really good the last couple of weeks. The Cowboys' defense has looked a lot better the last couple of weeks.
Pickens.
So I'd almost, Pickens is maybe catapulted himself. People are calling him the best receiver in the league. I'm not so quick to say that, but I'll give him a top five, okay? But here's the deal, man. Green Bay, Dallas, and Chicago, all teams that went on the road in places where, well, except for the Cowboys, obviously they were at home, but the Packers and the Bears go on the road, and they're all underdogs, but they all win. I mean, the same thing for the Bengals, and we got to talk a little bit about that for a moment. What the hell is going wrong in Baltimore? Why in the world, after what we've seen so many frickin' times with guys not securing the damn ball as they cross the line of the frickin' end zone, when is a guy gonna learn? When, Mike Wilson? And to me, that play really changed that game tremendously. And from that point on, The Bengals had a certain amount of belief that they could win that game, and they sure as hell did, man.
Yeah, they sure as hell did win that game. You know, that belief came, and they won the game. And granted, look, anytime you know you got big game, you know, big game Burrow back there that can make some throws, and he may not be a completely 100%. But I'll take 80% Joe Burrow. I'll take 75% Joe Burrow under center if I'm a Cincinnati Bengal fan, like my daughter is. And so, you know, Burrow being back there just gives you an air, gives you a little bit more swag, gives you a little bit bigger belief that, you know, you can go into these hostile environments. And Baltimore is a hostile environment. I mean, those fans are just crazy about their Ravens. But to your point with the Ravens, yeah, like I just sit there and go, what the hell is wrong? You got Lamar back there. You got everybody, you know, you got... you know, a monster running back. You got receivers. Like, what the hell is the problem? And it makes you start to wonder, Andy, if maybe there needs to be a coaching change in Baltimore. Maybe the message isn't getting through anymore. Maybe I don't know. I'm just kind of spitballing here, but you know, there does come a point where, you know, maybe a new voice is needed. And I'm not totally sure that this is that moment, but it does make you kind of wonder about what's going on behind the scenes and in the locker room with the Baltimore Ravens.
Look, John Harbaugh has been there forever. Probably one of the longest tenured coaches in the league. And absolutely, over time, the message gets stale. And to be honest with you, man, we're past that point with the Baltimore Ravens, if you ask me. I don't understand why they haven't made a change. The results have not been there. The team, on paper, when you look at it, you say to yourself that this is a championship caliber team. Well, they're not playing like that on the football field, man. And I don't know. I mean, Lamar Jackson, as good as he is, he can single-handedly win and lose games for you. And quite frankly, that's kind of what I saw when they were playing the other day, is that the mistakes that he made were just so big, and they just couldn't come back from them, as well as guys making bonehead plays and not taking the ball all the way into the end zone. So they got some issues, they got some problems, and they may have handed the Pittsburgh Steelers the division, who knows, but nobody seems to want to grab it. So they'll probably get lucky somehow, some way. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through this journey. You can involve yourself at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, enough talking about the games on Thursday and Friday. It's time to set the table for what's about to happen here in Week 13 on Sunday. 49ers get the Browns, man. Kind of a tough one to watch the other night with the 49ers when I'm thinking about it. Holy hell, Brock Purdy was basically trying to kill his team, but for some reason, the Carolina Panthers could not take advantage of it, and obviously the 49ers escaped with a victory. I personally think they're going to have to play much better in Cleveland. The buzz right now in Cleveland is real. It's there. The defense is legit. They're probably one of the better 3-8 teams in all of the league, to be honest with you. But that's beside the point. That's a matchup we got today. So it'll be interesting to see how Shardour does in week two of his now getting the opportunity to start for the Cleveland Browns. Jags go to the Texans. Wild one for the Jags last week in Arizona, but they did pull it out. I expect them to go to the Titans today and be able to handle their business. Texans have the Colts. That's a get your popcorn game out, Mike Wilson. That's a solid one because obviously the Colts, the front runners, and the Texans have started to build some momentum, and that defense is absolutely world class. So I think they'll have
a tall task.
Yeah, division game, but they'll have their hands full with a very good offensive team and the Colts. But get Danny Dimes in some spots, you just don't know what could happen. Saints, this might be the I don't give a rat's you know what game of the day. There's probably a couple of those, as you know what I mean. But Saints and the Dolphins, and look, there's not much to talk about, so we're just going to move on. Falcons and Jets, same thing. Not much to talk about. We're just going to move on. Cardinals and Buccaneers, I don't know the status of one Baker Mayfield, but I did see him try to give it everything he had against the Rams, who, by the way, holy hell, I think the Rams are really freaking good, and Matt Stafford is, like, running away with the MVP. But again, we'll get to that in a moment. So interesting to see if Baker's going to give it a go today. The Cardinals coming to town, usually going cross-country like that, a little bit challenging for them. I think the Buccaneers will play okay today, and I think they'll figure out a way to get it done, because if they don't, I think time is slipping away on them, to be honest with you. And I was pretty high on that football team a few weeks ago, and not so much as of late. Like I said, the Rams, man, that's a really good football team. They go to Carolina today. I expect the Rams to play well. I mean, they've won, what, like 7 straight or something, 8 straight, whatever it is. They're on a heater right now, and I don't think I saw enough from the Panthers to think that the Panthers are going to give them a true battle. But again, you just never know. Week to week, anything can happen. Vikings have Seattle in Seattle. That's going to be tough for J.J. McCarthy. And man, oh man, did they make a mistake. That's all I can say, because they're going to see it up close and personal today. Sam Darnold is going to take it out on them. I guarantee it. So that'll be fun to see how the Seahawks take care of business against the Vikings. This is a good one. Buffalo plays your Steelers. I think that that's a huge game for both teams, obviously. Buffalo, not the leader of the pack anymore, man. It's the New England Patriots. So they kind of got to reestablish themselves, and it would be a good way to do it for them in Pittsburgh today. Steelers have an opportunity to gain a game on the Ravens. So that's a huge freaking game, and there's going to be all kinds of playoff-like intensity, if you ask me. Raiders and Chargers, that's another one. We probably don't need to talk much about it, because the Chargers should be able to handle their business. But the Chargers have been a little lackluster as well all season long. Really good 1 week, not so good the next week. However, coming off their bye, I would expect them to play a little bit better today. Broncos have the Commanders, and you know, it's been a terrible season for the Commanders, man. No Jaden Daniels for the most part, hasn't been able to stay healthy and on the field, and as we see, it makes a huge difference, my friend. So those are the games today. And then let's not forget about the Monday nighter. Giants play the Patriots, and like I said, the Patriots are new kings in the AFC East, and I think they're playing extremely well at this point in time. So lots of interesting matchups, some stinker games, but lots of games that have some big implications, like the Texans and the Colts, my friend.
Oh, yeah. No, there are some games in here that I'll certainly be paying attention to, obviously the Steeler game being one of them. But like you said, the Seahawks and the Vikings, like I'm with you. I think Sam Darnold is just going to be like, hey, you could have kept me. You could, I could still be your quarterback, but you know, I think payback is going to be a big, you know what, for the Vikings, today. But you know, other than that, I think the Rams go cross country and they take care of business. I'm certainly with you on that. Texas and Colts, yeah, get your nachos, get your chicken wings, and get an adult beverage for that one. That should be good. But the other game that I thought you hit on the head was the Niners going to have to go into Cleveland and play a really solid game to get out of there with a win. If weather is an issue like it was across the country for a lot of those college football games yesterday, I think it's going to be an issue up there in Cleveland. All that lake snow coming off of that right there in Cleveland, and look, Brock Purdy, an Arizona kid, and being on the West Coast in San Francisco, you're not used to that. You know, you don't play in that a lot, so that could be a determining factor today. But there's a lot of just good, solid games today. There are a few clunkers, but there's a few clunkers every week. But I think overall, I think the viewing today is going to be interesting, to say the least.
Where are you on Matty Stafford? Is he the MVP of this league right now? To me, the guy is dissecting defenses, and that offense is absolutely clicking on all cylinders. And reemergence of Devontae Adams, man, the guy is out there,
yeah,
just really, really playing well, running his routes like he does. And I think all those dreams of being with Aaron Rodgers have definitely gone long far away, and he's extremely happy catching balls from Matty Stafford.
No, I think he is too, and I think the Rams are the real deal. I think the Rams are the best team in the league right now. They have the most weapons. Matty Stafford, like you said, he is certainly in the MVP conversation. I think I would probably vote for him as the MVP, but
you know, we still got a few games left, but the Rams are just flat out tough. The Seahawks are flat out tough. The NFC West could be the determining factor of who wins the NFC this year between those two teams.
The Colts and the Texans, man. Okay, so looking at that division, right? The Texans are 6-5 right now, which is absolutely impressive as all hell, since they've done it basically without C.J. Stroud, and their defense has really, really stepped up for them, making things difficult for every offense that they see. I mean, honestly, in a weird way, bro, it would actually be pretty cool to see the Houston Texans go into Indianapolis and pull that one off, because it would make this division a whole heck of a lot more interesting. If Jacksonville gets a win, then they'd be tied for first place, and then Houston would just be one game out, if I'm not mistaken, if they could get the win. So I don't know, man. I think, you know, when you get to this point in the season, these division games, they really become very intriguing, very interesting, and anything can freaking happen. I wouldn't want to see the Texans, if I'm the Colts, right after going to Kansas City, where you just blew one, because you're not getting a break on defense. If anything, you're seeing a tougher defense, right?
Oh, absolutely, you're seeing a tougher defense. And it's funny, these division games late, I think this is the way the NFL wants it. They want interest, they want drama, they want, you know, you and I both know they want all of that. And I think they're kind of getting it in spades right now in terms of what could happen, what is happening. It's going to make the end of the season, the last few weeks here, last month of the season, really, really fun to watch and engaging.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Another quick question for you. I mentioned that Baker may or may not play. Where are you right now on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because I'm just going to give it to you the way I see it right now in the NFC. It's the Rams. They're to me, they're heads and tails above everybody. Then there's this group with, like, the Packers maybe leading the way, maybe Philadelphia, maybe Detroit, maybe Tampa. Where are you right now on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because, again, I think a few weeks ago we both were pretty high on them.
Well, one, and let's not out of that list that you said, let's not forget about the Seahawks.
Seattle, yeah.
You can't forget about those guys. Yep. But as far as the Buccaneers are concerned, it's if they can just get healthy. Good God, if they can just get healthy, they could really probably do something. But I don't know, with the injuries and Baker kind of being banged up, I just don't know.
But to your point, that division, if they can get healthy, they got a chance. We got to take a break. We'll come back and give you our analysis of what we think may or may not happen in the games. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. I'm in Chula Vista, Southern California, a little bit outside of San Diego. And Mike Wilson coming to you from the tan, baby, the San Tan. So lots to discuss here. Obviously, week 13 is upon us. We had a bunch of games on Thursday, which is three, and then one game on Friday, and then the rest will be today. It's time for you and I to go on through what we think may or may not happen in today's games. First one on the docket, 49ers going to Cleveland, where Shedeur Sanders will be starting for his second consecutive week. I thought he looked all right week one, I'll be honest with you. I don't think the kid looked too bad. Give him a week of practice with the guys. Now he's had 2 weeks of practice with those number ones, and I could see the confidence growing in the kid. I think this is going to be a really, really tough football game for the 49ers. I do think they're going to get it done. Brock Purdy has to be better than he was last week, man. Four interceptions. Oh, God, yeah. Four interceptions. Your team escaped somehow, some way, with a victory, and it wasn't even all that close, considering the fact that he had so many blunders. I think the 49ers put together a pretty solid game. They need to win for a few reasons. Number one, to stay within reach of the division, but number two, just to stay in the hunt of the frickin' playoffs, man. So I like the 49ers today, but I think this is a field goal game. I really do. I think it's going to come down to the 49ers making a few plays on that last drive and coming away with the victory. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Well, can I just say ditto? Like, you you took everything I was going to say, my man. Like, yeah, Birdie has to be better. I do think the Niners are just better on offense. They got better playmakers, that kind of thing. But Cleveland, like we said earlier, is probably the best 3-8 team in the league. They got completely legit defense. Yep. Miles Garrett. You know, if I'm Brock Purdy, every time in the huddle, I'm like, make sure you get Miles. Someone chip him, block him, because I don't want to go to the hospital, kind of thing. So, but in the end, I think the Niners pull this out.
Got to win that game. Christian McCaffrey could have a tough day, so a lot of this could be put on Brock Purdy's shoulders, to be honest with you, because the Browns have been stout against the run. So use that guy in the passing game and just get creative is my thought. Jaguars play the Titans. The Titans, honestly, man, They try to win. I give them credit. They're not a team that's going out there trying to lose games. The problem is their young quarterback makes a lot of mistakes, and their offense isn't very good. Their defense keeps them in games, but ultimately, it's just hard when you're spending that much time on a football field. So I got to think the Jaguars are going to get this victory. And sneaky, the Jaguars are right there in that division. So
yep.
This is a huge, huge game for Jacksonville. I think they get it done. But again, man, I think this game is pretty close. I don't think Jacksonville runs away with this. Another game where it potentially could come down to who has the ball last. And for my sake, I hope it's Jacksonville. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I got Jacksonville today. I believe the same thing as you with Tennessee, Cam Ward. I'm a big Cam Ward guy. I think he's going to eventually figure this out. I think he's going to get some weapons. But between now and then is a long time, and the Jaguars have something to play for. So they need to come out with their hair on fire and get the W.
Texans and Colts, man, I really, really like the way that this Texans team has played over the past couple weeks. And whether it's Mills or C.J. Stroud, they have found a way to win, and they've done enough on offense to get it done. You know, I think they can go to Indianapolis today, and I think they can shock them. I'm going to take the Texans to get this thing done on the road, my friend. And it's just because their defense is so good. And Jonathan Taylor had a bad week last week. I think that's pretty important. You have to figure out a way to get that guy going again. And I just don't know if it happens against the Texans defense like the way they're built. So I'm going to take the Texans to get it done on the road today, my friend. I'm calling this upset. Give me the Texans.
I'm going to go with the Colts at home, but it's going to be what the spread is 3 points. It's going to be that kind of game, and you're right with that Texan defense. They're legit. They are good. But I think the Colts make a couple plays down the stretch, pull the game out.
Saints and Dolphins in one of those games that we talked about that really makes no difference. But with that being right. said, I am going to take the Dolphins here, and I think the Dolphins could have an explosive day, to be honest with you. So give me the Dolphins today at home, and they're favored by 5.5. I think this game is close for the first half, and then they figure out a way to kind of open it up. So I'm not a huge Mike McDaniels guy, but in general, these two teams are terrible. Like it's just,
yeah.
I don't even want to have to make a choice, but I got to take the Dolphins at home, man. I just have to. Go ahead.
No, I got the Dolphins today. I mean, it is the crummy game of the day, or at least one of them for sure. So I'll take the Dolphins at home.
So the Falcons play the Jets today, and quite frankly, you know, you look at this game and it's another one of those games where you're not that interested in. However, for the Falcons, it could make a big difference if you win this game, right? Because things are happening in your division where people are right around 500. So if the Falcons can somehow figure out a way to get this game, and I do think they will win this game on the road today, they get themselves back in the mix in their division. So, and the Jets are just the frickin' Jets, man. They're so bad. They don't know who to put at quarterback. You might be starting today for them, to be honest with you, at quarterback. So, give me the Falcons in probably a close wild game, but they've got a better running game. They definitely have the better quarterback. I got to think the Falcons can figure out a way to get this done. Give me the Falcons on the road.
Yeah, give me the Falcons on the road, too. There is, like you said, there is something to play for them based on what's going on in the division. I mean, if they win, they're 5-7. Panthers lose, they're 6-7. Like, it's – and they're division rivals. So there's stuff to be kind of decided here.
Yeah, no, I think it's a game that is more – obviously more meaningful for the Falcons than the – Jets, but the Jets will give them some hell. Like, don't get me wrong, it's going to be close. Cardinals play the Buccaneers. Do we know if Baker is or is not playing today? Did you have the skinny on that? I'm looking really quick to see if I can see if Baker has been listed inactive.
I don't see anything.
Well, so there we go. It Baker is going to give it a go. And for that matter, man, Rick, yeah, give me the Buccaneers, man. They have to win. Give me the Buccaneers today.
Yeah, give me the Buccaneers. And if Baker's going to tough it out and get out there and grind it out, more power to him. And the Cardinals are going all the way east. I don't have much faith in them anyways, but give me the Bucs today.
Yep, I got the Bucs. Okay, we are at the Rams and the Panthers. We've talked about how well the Rams are playing right now. That's just a really good football team. They're clicking on all cylinders. Matty Stafford looks like he's the MVP of this league right now, throwing just darts here and there, everywhere, making guys look good. Everybody's playing fantastic for them in all facets. All three facets, man, the specials, the defense, and the offense, they look really good, and the coaching is on point. Give me the Rams, man. I think they got this thing figured out pretty well, and they're playing against the Panther team that had so many opportunities last week against the 49ers, and they just couldn't make hay of any of it. I got to think the Rams will go in there and play a solid game. Give me the Rams today.
Yeah, Rams all day. There's a 10-point spread on this game. I think it could be more than that. I think the Rams just really just kind of lay down the law in Carolina today.
Vikings and Seahawks, we talked a little bit about this earlier, where it's J.J. McCarthy going up against Sam Darnold, and they both run the same team last year, and Sam Darnold was extremely successful for the Minnesota Vikings. However, they thought they were smart because they thought they had a guy in J.J. McCarthy, so they just let Sammy Darnold go, and he's made a hell of a name for himself so far in Seattle and has all kinds of frickin' weapons to play with. The wide receiver core is absolutely amazing, maybe has the best wide receiver in the game. The running game probably doesn't get talked about enough, but they got a two-headed monster, and as long as Sam Darnold isn't throwing the ball to you and me and everybody, they've got a chance to win any football game. And even with that being said, a couple weeks back, he kind of did that against the Rams, and they still only lost by 2 points. That's a really good football team. I agree with you. I should have mentioned them when I didn't mention them. I'm mentioning now, and I'm continuing to mention them. Seattle gets a nice win today, a big victory over his old team in Minnesota, and I think he looks to pour it on, man.
Yeah, I think Darnold will look to get exact a little revenge on the Vikings, and I think Seahawks and the 12th man today are going to have a good day.
Bills and Steelers, this is a good game, but I got to give a nod to the Bills. I think we've seen them struggle and falter a little bit, but ultimately I think they have the better quarterback here. I think they have the better team, definitely a better running game with Cookie. He can just break it. Give me the Bills, but it's going to be close for sure.
It's going to be close, but I'm going to go with the Bills as well. I think there's stuff to play for with both teams, but I think the Bills are going to come out and really just kind of try and lay it down, and I think the Bills win in a close one.
All right, Raiders and Chargers, not much to talk about here. The Raiders got beat by Shadur in week one. I think we can put a L by them basically every single week, no joke. And the Chargers coming off the bye week, I like them a lot, man. I think the Chargers win big today.
Chargers all day today, man. This is going to be a blowout.
Broncos and Commanders, it's been a struggle for the Commanders because Jaden Daniels hasn't been on the field. It's been a struggle for the Denver offense. Might be a good day for them to kind of figure things out a little bit. Give me Denver on the road today.
Yeah, give me Denver as well. I'm not completely sold on them yet because of the struggles on offense, but 9-2 is still 9-2, and they'll get it done in D.C. today.
Okay, last game of the week. The Monday Nighter, the Giants and the Patriots. And I don't know if we have spoken enough about this Patriot team, to be honest with you, with the way that Drake May is playing. The kid has been fantastic all season long. He's in the race for MVP, but obviously with the way that Stafford has played, he's not going to be there. But this is a big Monday Nighter, man. I'll take the Patriots at home on Monday night against the Giants. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Patriots all day in this. And Drake May is just playing like an MVP-type candidate, so give me the Patriots.
All righty, my friend. We made it through all the games of the week, and we'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And real quickly, before we do our parting shots, can always get at us a couple few different ways. On that X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And obviously, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Very thankful for the ability for us to do this program the way that we do, and thanks to Robert for making it all possible. We do appreciate you very much. Mike, you're up, my friend. It's parting shot time.
Hey, parting shot goes out. And I don't know if this is really a parting shot, but it's that college football. Can we stop? Can we just please stop with people complaining about players moving around when coaches do the exact same thing all the freaking time?
Lane Kiffin, these other coaches are going to be signed by Florida, Auburn, Penn State needs to finally, you know, figure out what they're doing. But the merry-go-round with the coaches, it's getting a little tiring. Just like people like to complain about the players transferring all the time, coaches do it just as much. So let's hold the coaches accountable just like we try and do with the players.
And to that point, Lane Kiffin is going to go to LSU. So I'm curious to see how they handle the bowl stuff and all that jazz. It'll be interesting. People have different opinions about whether you let a guy finish what he started or if you just move on from him ASAP. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But, yeah. All right, man. My parting shot is this. Look. Green Bay, you went to D-Town, you got it done. The Bears are better than people thought. Detroit, you're not as good as you thought. Minnesota, you made a huge mistake in trusting in J.J. McCarthy because look at what Sammy D is doing. It's pretty impressive. So kudos to the Green Bay Packers for going to D-Town and getting it done on the road in a really hostile environment there on Thanksgiving Day. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for all the people that listen to the show, we're extremely thankful, especially here on Thanksgiving weekend. So enjoy the time with your family. Have a great day. Until next week, goodbye, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.